to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you rockin' wild!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me, as usual, is Jody Havnot.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
I am super. And right Andrew on. Kiss.
Hello, hello.
I look forward to this every Sunday.
I know. Every week, I'm like, what is he going to do? And if you have never listened to Podcast Rock City, we take the news of the week, the Kiss news of the week, and we break it down for you in 30 minutes or less, sometimes 45. It's like, right. That's not even really a good commercial for the show because sometimes we run long. But, yeah, so weekly you can get your Kiss fix here. So I haven't talked to the guys about what I was going to say first, but last week I mentioned on the show that Dee Snider's got a big damn mouth when it comes to Kiss, and I was all ready to just put a foot up his ass for this show, and I can't seem to do it because AJ died, and it is awful. And when I say put a foot up his ass, I don't really mean it. I just want to, you know, he did it again, you know, coincidentally, you know. Last week, I just brought up the fact that he likes to burn on Kiss, and then lo and behold, middle of the week, he burned on Kiss again, you know, and I was all ready to say something about it, and this is awful. This guy was young, 55 years old. Everybody loved him, apparently. I was never an enormous Twisted Sister fan, but I was a Twisted Sister fan when they were, and I mean it, they were the biggest band in the world to me. I mean, their videos were on constant, you know, MTV constantly. Their music was on the radio. Everybody knew we're not going to take it. You know, I want to rock. Do you guys agree with this?
Yeah, they were definitely a big band in those days.
Yeah.
I never really got that much into them, but they were pretty huge.
I wasn't alive
when going
on.
Yeah, that's true. I forget about that. Sometimes I call them Kiss Light, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like they adopted the whole Asylum look.
They did, you know?
The pink, you know?
Yeah, I liked quite a few of their songs, you know, and I even liked Leader of the Pack, man. I always likened that to like Kiss doing And Then She Kissed Me.
Right.
You know?
What about Be Cruel to Your School?
Yeah, Be Cruel. Yeah, that's great. And it was on a good movie soundtrack, too, which was? Nobody knows. One Crazy Summer. One Crazy Summer with John Cusack. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah, that's a good song. And, you know, and like I said, you know, no disrespect to Twisted Sister fans out there. That's not what this is about. But, you know, I really feel bad for them, man. That guy's been with the band forever.
Yeah, he was definitely a really good drummer.
He was. And I also believe that somebody told me, somebody told me one, I got two funny stories here, but somebody told me one time that he was classically trained percussionist before he joined the band. I don't know if this is true or not. But also, if you listen to the show Super Bowl weekend where I interviewed my buddy Doug, he told the story where he walked up to Bobby Blotzer and he told him, man, I really love that poster I have of you on my wall where you're playing these trash can drum set. Bobby Blotzer goes, man, I don't play a trash can drum set. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's AJ from Twisted Sister. I was like, damn, that's funny.
That is funny.
Anyway, all right, so... news of the week.
Well, before we do that, I'd like to just say hi to one of my best friends, Jonathan. How you doing, buddy? I hope you're having a fun evening, and I'll see you later.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, dude. I hope everything's going well, and keep listening to the show, and we'll keep making fun of Andrew for you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, while we're doing shout-outs, can I... bunch of people were shouting out. I said that we were doing an episode.
Go do it.
Just talking about Ken Mills, Chris Sinzak, who's on the next Coming Up Strange Ways. We did a Dynasty episode.
That was so cool to meet him.
Yeah, it's coming out Wednesday, so stay tuned for that. Chris Dull, Matt Porter, of course, Ethan Schaffner, and that's all they had. But someone had asked the question, Chris Sinzak had asked, where does a trout player buy his strings? Porter said that trout players use fishing line.
Nice. They're crazy.
And then Zinzak said they purchase it at the bait and tackle store.
Oh, my God.
Like, ack! You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotcha. That's some funny stuff.
Yeah, so shout out to all our podcast friends.
Yeah, we love you guys, and we love your shows. And you know what? There's so many new shows now, it's hard to keep up with them all and listen to them all, and we do our best. But, you know, the scene, and you know who you are, right, Jody?
Yes, sir.
There's a scene, and it all starts with Ken Mills.
Podfather.
The Podfather. In an interview in Australia, Paul Stanley yet again said, because they asked him again, of course, we will never play with Ace and Peter again. This will not happen. I think that for me, I don't really, you know, this will be the last time we ever talk about this as far as I'm concerned. This is, we can put this to bed.
Right.
This shit ain't happening. There's a better chance of him playing with Mark St. John than with Peter and Ace.
Right. If Paul says it, man, you can believe it.
Yeah. And what he said, you know, when what he said was true when people said, well, you know, can't you do it just one night? And he was like, you have an ex-wife? Why don't you go sleep with her for one last night? He's like, I don't want to, you know. And I understand that because I don't want to sleep with my ex-wife either. Andrew can.
Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
Which ex-wife? You could take a pick. There's a few. Anyway, I have to say, though, in my heart, man, I would love for them to play again. I would love for Andrew to be able to go and see the reunion. You didn't go to the reunion tour, right?
I did not.
You did not. I would love for you to have been able to go or to see it, you know.
That would have been nice.
But it's one of those things where, you know, it's just you had to be there. That's like...
You know, I probably would have been too young to really appreciate it, too, like... really understand what was going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Probably get really distracted by the confetti. Sorry.
You'd have been, how old would you have been in 96 or 97?
97. 4 years old.
Four. Yeah, you'd have been, definitely the confetti would have thrown you off.
Kids might have actually seemed dangerous.
Yeah,
it's true.
Might have been cool.
Now, one of the things that I want to bring up for next week, I'm going to do a little tease here, but our friend Chris Jericho interviewed Gene Simmons. Did you guys see that?
No.
So last
Paul Stanley one was great.
The Paul Stanley interview was great. Yeah. He did Gene Simmons, and by did, I mean interviewed him. And...
I welcomed him with open arms and open legs.
And think that what we'll do is we'll listen to that show this week, and then we'll do in a couple weeks when I'm back in town, we'll do that show. And I'm going to message Chris Jericho again and see. He talked to me the last time. I'll see if man, it would be great for him to come on the show just one time, especially now that Fozzy's going to be on the Kiss Cruise.
Yeah. Oh, they are?
Yep.
I heard Steel Panther's going to be on there.
Yep, they're going to be there for the pre-show. For the
I hate those guys, man.
And then also Lita Ford.
Ooh,
Lita.
Lita.
You know.
Lita. It's just, it's screwed up that I'm not going this year. You know, it's like my buddies Lonnie and Bruce are going. Bruce is who I went with last time. And I teach Bruce and Lonnie guitar, and we kept telling Lonnie, God, you got to go, so he's going. And, of course, I can't afford to go this year. But that's okay. I've been on three. I'm not complaining. Yes, I am. Anyway. Okay, so this week, Andrew, the amazing brain on his head, he said, hey, why don't we count down our top...
Is that sarcasm?
No, it wasn't.
So go over there.
Yeah, you're smart, man. You can start a... like a welding torch. I couldn't even do that.
SMRT.
Yeah, see? Anyway, yeah. So he said, hey, man, why don't we count down our top five Kiss albums? And, of course, just like any of you out there listening, it's our top five this week. Every week it changes, you know. But there are no solo albums, and there are no live albums, correct?
I figured that'd be too obvious, like...
Yeah, because you could say Kiss Alive and Mm-hmm. And no compilations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just out of curiosity, because I forgot to ask, does this count? Does Killers count?
No.
Okay, so no Killers.
Yep.
Okay, so top five Podcast Rock City albums.
Mm-hmm.
I should have thought that out before I started talking. Okay. So, Andrew's list. You got to go first. Number five on your list.
Can we do like we did with the top five songs and just have like one for each?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, cool.
You start.
All right. Number five is Asylum.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, I'll tell you that I was holding that record. Looking at it, mine still has the cellophane on it and the original Turtles sticker, which is the record store down here. I don't know if you guys had Turtles records and tapes.
We did not.
But
not
where I'm from. It still
I had a
turtle
head poking this morning.
It still has. It still has the sticker on it. I didn't even hear what you say. I'm just gonna move forward.
Steven Bird to another cigar. So,
oh, no.
Okay. Oh, my God. All right. So, Andrew, why do you love that album?
Because it's my first exposure to non-makeup Kiss, and I think it's very underrated, and guitars are heavy as hell, but still got that classic Marshall sound. Bruce wails on it, and it's just, it's killer. I don't know.
It is killer.
I'm probably not doing it justice right now, but yeah, it's a kick-ass non-makeup album, and it gets shit on just because of the cover and the outfits
look,
they were wearing
the
at the time.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all the look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and which, by the way, so many bands ripped off right after Kiss did it, including Quiet Riot. Remember that song, The Wild and the Young?
Yeah.
Man, if you watch that video, you're like, wow, dude, they really... Anyway, that I love Asylum. It didn't make my list. What about you, Jody?
In the number five slot today, I'm going to go with Unmasked. Love that album.
Very good.
I know you love it, too.
It's on my list, yes.
Right?
Great album. Favorite song on that album, what is it?
You know, I like, I love the whole album, but I've been digging on What Makes the World Go Round. One that a lot of people don't seem to like, but I don't know, man. I just like that song a lot. It's great.
I've been liking it through osmosis of you saying you like it so much.
Right on.
That's
got
awesome.
A couple converts, hopefully. Check it out, people. Yeah. It's not as bad as you remember.
Yeah. Listen, if you could do this.
Sex with Andrew, it's not as bad as you.
Somehow I think you're lying. Anyway. Okay. All right. My number
edit
five.
That out.
No, I'm not.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay. So my number five Kiss album is Hotter Than Hell.
Nice.
The cover is amazing. When I was a kid, I used to just lay in my room and look at it and go, I wonder if that really means Paul Stanley, when it was written next to his name in like Japanese or Chinese or whatever
right.
it is. And then the mask on the back, and then the. I always thought it was cool that there's hands, like the records being held. Who thought of that shit? I don't know. But then there's Paul Stanley's picture where he's making out with the blue chick, all like Captain Kirk style.
Silveried out, yeah.
Yeah. And then
that little star over that chick's nipple.
Yeah, Ace is the only one that looks like, what do they got me in? It's like, you know.
He's got a space dress, Curly.
Yeah, it's true. And my favorite song on the album is Parasite.
Killer choice.
Oh, yeah. You can't really go wrong with Parasite. I prefer it on Alive, though, honestly.
Yeah, but, you know, the first time I heard it, I was like, that is the heaviest damn. You know, I like Anthrax's version of it as well. And really, just really good. Just a really good record. Andrew, number four.
Number four is Hot in the Shade.
Wow.
Wow.
Makeup records in a row.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Curveball.
And I had nothing for this album until I listened to KST's Hot in the Shade episode. And that really got me digging it more and more to where I really love the album.
That's great.
So shout out you guys.
It's a really, I think it's a pretty good album. I think they could have trimmed a little bit of the fat off.
Yeah, I got rid of, I guess Cadillac Dreams or Rise to It for me, I've never been big fans of. So just maybe, Paul can refine it a bit, and we'll use Paul's refined Hot in the Shade to this day.
So what's your favorite song on the record?
Oh, probably King of Hearts. Actually, no, You Love Me to Hate You, definitely.
Ooh, yeah, that's a great one.
Isn't it amazing how, like, as a Kiss fan, you usually could have, like, your one top favorite song, but other things, your other top five lists or whatever, they just constantly change, you know?
Exactly. Well, your tastes change, too, so, like, it's going to be different every week.
True. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Every time I do an episode with you guys, or even when I was doing them myself, when I was putting together my, you know, the first 10 albums in order, how I loved them, I was doing it and going, you know, today this is how it looks. Tomorrow it might be different depending on the mood I'm in. And that's one
exactly. And that's what's so. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say that's the magic of Kiss. But yeah, that is the why. Like, why wouldn't you get into a band that can have that effect on you? You know what I mean? Where there's so much variety that everything, like, it could be in a different order every week.
Yeah, it's true. And that's the coolest thing. Another one of those situations where they're so underrated as far as, like, they were able to cross over into different genres and do it and make it, you know? Even arguably now, here we are, you know, so many years later, The Elder is very popular. You know, when you get on that Kiss cruise, people want to hear songs, you know, from The Elder record. And when they break into them, I know we talked about it before. And as a matter of fact, I even sent Andrew a video not long ago of them playing Just a Boy. on the first cruise, and I was like, man, it's really crazy because they went into that and the crowd, they got the biggest pop from, you know, doing a little bit of I and a little bit of Just a Boy. They didn't even remember the lyrics, you know. But the crowd was like, hell yeah, this is awesome. Okay, Jody,
my number four is going to be Destroyer.
Wow, that's a good one.
You guys have that one on your list?
I do not. Say I do not.
Really? You guys are crazy.
You're so crazy.
Are we going to fight?
You want to have your baby. No, I just think that, I don't know, for me, Destroyer is one of their strongest records. Just front to back, there's not a song on it that I would skip. You know what I mean?
Beth, I would skip.
I skip Beth most of the time. Yeah, you're probably right, but...
Besides that.
Besides that, they're all awesome.
It's like, yeah, I mean, Beth's a good song. It's just, you know.
I wonder if they re-released it with Beth off the record, would people go buy it just so they didn't have to skip the record?
Kiss freaks will buy anything with their logo on
it. That's the damn truth. Okay, favorite song on the record?
I really love King of the Nighttime World.
Hell yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, that is a very good
album. I like Do You Love Me a lot as well. And Sweet
Never
Pain.
Been a fan of that one. Do You Love Me?
And Flaming Youth. Dude, the whole album's just great. I can't really pick one. Mm-hmm. Even Detroit Rock City, yeah, we've heard it a billion times, but, you know, the song kicks ass.
Absolutely.
And I like the Destroyer version of it. I like the car sounds and shit. It's cool.
Yeah, I remember where I was the first time I heard that record. I was at my cousin's house. And my cousin Rick, and he was like, hey, man, you got to listen to this. And he put it on, and I was like, whoa. That's the shit right there. Let's see. My number four rec band. It's really messed up because I have a total of six records here. And as I'm sitting here, I'm deciding whether or not one is going to make the list or not.
Down to the bare wire.
Yes. Yeah, good one.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go. Let's see. Number four is going to be Unmasked.
Nice.
And you guys know from listening, and Jody really knows, I love every song on this record. If you guys are sitting at home, after the show, go on YouTube, just type in Kiss Unmasked, the full album, and then just listen to it and rediscover why It's such a great album. It's a little thin in places, but still, I like how amazing, you know, their songwriting, I thought, was. I thought it was just really good songs. But I think that, I like Is That You, and I know they didn't write that one, but they definitely, the original wasn't like, you know, Kiss Unmasked. And then I like Torpedo Girl, I like Naked City, I like Tomorrow. Like I said, the whole album kicks ass.
Oh yeah, man.
And if you don't like that, Unmasked. I got two words for you. Suck it! Anyway, all right. number three, Andrew.
Dress to Kill.
Very good.
Preach it to the choir, my friend.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's just a tight little pop punk rock and roll fun album, really. You know, like, can't really describe it, but it's a solid Kiss album.
It really is. And it's amazing how fast they put it out, and it's like so short. But now for me, and I'm going to say this, almost every song is awesome.
Ooh.
That's okay. We'll get into it later. Okay, Jody, number three.
You didn't ask what my favorite song
was. Oh,
yeah.
Favorite song.
Rock Bottom.
Ah, that's
good. You never treat me like you should.
Wow.
You're singing, man. That's amazing.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Not terrible. It's awesome.
Okay. I love it.
Rock Bottom. Jody, number three.
Number three for me, I'm going to go with the debut record, Kiss.
Kiss, very good.
It's like a greatest hits album, you know?
Pretty much, yeah.
And you can't argue with the first Kiss record, except for maybe the production of it all, but...
Mm-hmm. But even then, it's nice for what it is, you know?
Yeah, I mean, those are the core songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so he has, you know, that's what they say. That album has all the core... Kiss songs on it. It's amazing how that worked out, you know? The album didn't sell all that great, but somehow all the songs on it became something that you want to hear every record.
Yeah, it's like the blueprint for everything that came after it.
Mm-hmm. Right. My number... I didn't ask you what your favorite record song was.
My favorite song is probably on that one. The version that's on that one is probably 100,000 Years.
That's a good song.
Killer.
I still wish they would have edited out even the shorter, like, studio drum solo. It's very unnecessary, you know?
Oh, yeah. Need a fucking drum solo.
Oh, quit the fucking band.
Quit. No, wait, that's for Strange Ways.
All right.
I don't know why Peter's got a more baritone, so I'm going to need to work on that.
Yes.
Oh, Joe, you didn't ask me what my favorite was for Asylum.
I didn't? Okay, I want to hear.
Secretly Cruel, ain't it?
Oh, yes, totally. No, it's I'm Alive. Oh,
really?
Dude, really?
I'm Alive, though?
Yeah.
Huh. I would have to go with Who Wants to Be Lonely on that one.
I'll go with Who Wants to Be Lonely, with a close second being King of the Mountain.
Oh, yeah, King of the Mountain.
Like, three quarters of I'm Alive, but then just, like, at the end, insert Bruce's solo on Tears Are Falling?
Sure, why not?
Okay, then I'll go with that.
Is it the same key? Then yes.
Right. But then you gotta put the little, you know, Molly Ringwald, Gene Simmons dance mix from, you know, Secretly Cruel. No, Any Way You Slice It, I guess, is what it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My bad.
Yeah, I'm still scared of the blue waffle.
I hear ya. Hornet's nest ain't nothing to fuck with.
So funny.
Moving on.
Edit that out.
I'm not editing. Straight to the web. All right. Number three record is Dress to Kill.
Right on.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm stealing your line, Jody.
And my favorite song on it is Anything for My Baby. Just kidding.
I was like, holy shit, he finally saw the light.
No, I cannot stand for that song. Anyway. It's just me. Anyway, let's see. My favorite song on that is going to be Come On and Love Me.
Nice.
Right on.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry, you did it again.
Lyrically, it's amazing. Musically, it's amazing. She, I mean, there's a few on here that are really tough. She is really great. Rock and Roll All Night, of course. Rock Bottom, you know. Get Away.
Overall, I Can.
Yeah, there's so many, but Come On and Love Me. I remember listening to that song. I know I had an A-track of, I want to say, I mean, it's on Double Platinum, I believe, so that had to have been, like, where I really got into that song. But,
right.
All right, next, let's see. So we're at number two, Andrew, Mr. Kiss.
Number two.
Number two is Carnival of Souls.
Nope, number two is... Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, Elder, Music from the Elder.
Music nice. From the Elder, made your list. Cool.
I thought that was going to make your number one, but I think I do know what your number one is, actually.
Number one. Okay, so favorite song yep. on the Elder is...
Only You.
Oh, yeah.
For the man child.
Do that you again, it's really good.
Sorry. Yeah.
You know what, though? 95 St. Louis Convention, they did a little bit of Only You.
Oh,
really?
Just a little bit, yeah. And they kind of kept it going just because everyone was singing it for maybe like the first verse and then just kind of fell apart.
But that's so, that whole album is just magic to me, and it's probably because I'm a giant dork and I love Dungeons and Dragons and whatnot, but just that whole fantasy element, just I'm so glad that Kiss did something like that. And I know they piss on it, but they fucking shouldn't, because that album is killer.
That album's killer, man. I don't know if you guys are friends on the... on Facebook with The Elder Live. Have you guys seen that before?
I haven't.
Okay, The Elder Live is that group of guys, those filmmakers from all over the world that are Kiss
okay.
fans, that are putting together all this animation and making a Kiss movie for The Elder.
Sweet.
And anyway, they posted something today, and it was like a picture. It was a hand. It wasn't the hand from the album cover, but it was a hand reaching for like a knocker, and it said, "Come in." Yeah, yeah. It's like I'm 44, and we're all well. You know, still we laugh at knockers. Great. Okay.
Right.
All right. So there's a hand reaching for a pair of knockers, and. And it says coming soon, and then it had the cast and who they play.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was really interesting to see that, and I'm kind of excited for that because I really want that to work out, you know?
So, I mean, how many characters are there? There's the boy.
Yeah, Morpheus.
Mr. Blackwell.
Yeah, basically, you know, what they're doing is rewriting the Matrix.
Right.
Okay, because you always heard that thing about how the Matrix...
Right, it's basically the Elder.
It's basically the Elder. Do you know, have you heard that before, Andrew?
I have not.
Yeah, if you go online and read about it, you know, there's quite a bit of similarity. Like, the guys who wrote The Matrix might have been Kiss fans, and...
I always thought that The Matrix was based off of that 80s Twilight Zone episode. I heard something like that, too.
Well, it might have been, but, you know, the fact
maybe
that
I'm in The Matrix now.
Yeah, well... I'm going to tell you right now that that is something that I might believe.
Oh. We're all just Duracells, man.
Yeah, all right. Oh, there's what's the red pill or the blue pill? Anyway.
I forget which one.
If you go online, they do talk about the fact that in the
Neo takes the blue pill and he gets a hard on.
Yeah. In the Elder,
edit that out.
You got no. In the Elder, there's, you know, the boy who is the chosen one. In the Matrix, there's the chosen one. And then in the record and in the Matrix, there's a Morpheus too, right? Who is the the helper, the leader, whatever.
I thought I saw Lawrence Fishburne in the gatefold of
All right, I'll move forward.
Do you think they'll leave it open for like the sequel, like the whole War of the Gods?
I really hope not.
Did Morpheus ever call in The Matrix, did he ever call Neo the man-child?
I don't know. Maybe. If he did, damn. That's so
Morpheus,
good.
Morpheus, do you have peanut butter under your tongue?
That's so good. Okay, so, yeah, and all right, so, yeah, I asked you your favorite song. Jody,
yes.
Number two. It's number two we're at, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we're taking the number two.
Number
right
two
now.
Is...
With our knockers.
Yes.
My number two is Rock and Roll Over.
Yes.
Nice. It's still a curveball, though. Wow.
Is it? To me, well, that's like one of the strongest Kiss records of them all.
Right. I will tell you, two. We will do this together because my number two is Rock and Roll Over.
Nice.
Cool.
Just
there's not a bad song on it.
You know, and it also goes to show that we know what we're talking about and Andrew does not.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Even though my favorite Kiss song is on there, though. But
yes, I do.
Pick me. Pick me.
I hate that live, like on the...
I know that.
It's terrible.
Yeah, they really kind of ruin it.
But man, this—I mean, the whole album—it starts off with a bang to me. It's like you put it on, and it's like, huh, you know, you're hearing the kind of throwback to Paul's like Black Diamond style,
right?
And then all of a sudden, is you know, and then it just gets all heavy. It's killer.
Yeah, it's a very heavy album. I love it. There's really not a bad song on it. The album cover is classic. The
not a big fan of See You in Your Dreams, but besides
are you crazy?
That, like,
yeah.
I might be.
Once
do you like it better on Gene's album? Are you one of those guys?
No, I still prefer it on Rock and Roll Over if I have to listen to it, but not a big fan.
I definitely prefer the Rock and Roll Over, and I actually do like that song. The only one that kind of sucks to me on this album, and it's only because it's so fucking killer on Alive 2, and a little shout out to Des Shaw, but we're in a total agreement that Ladies' Room on Alive 2 is like the shit.
Smokes.
It is. It's very
studio.
Good.
But in the studio, it's just kind of, I don't know, weak.
Very tamed.
Yeah, very tamed.
Well, maybe it's just because you hold like how mind-blowing the live version is, and it just leaves it, the studio one, in its dust, you know?
I guess so. It's just, that particular song to me, the guitars just sound kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the album, like Take Me and I Want You, they're huge. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what that
was
about.
Well, I have the same problem with Take Me on the studio versus listening to You Want the Best, You Got the Best. Like,
yeah.
I just think that is just like eons above
yeah.
Like the studio for that.
The thing for me with this record, though, is the simple fact that it's like Kiss at their peak musically, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Peter's firing on all cylinders. Ace on every song just tears shit up.
Yeah. And, but
My Love Gun, it was already on the decline a little bit. Not so much Ace, but definitely Peter, I'd say.
Left in a cloud of white powder.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, what's your favorite song on it?
I'm going with the Rapist classic, Making Love.
Making Love is mine as well. That
awesome.
Is
just so kick-ass.
It is a kick-ass song, Paul Stanley. Well,
Ace.
Yeah,
dude,
Ace.
Ace.
Everything about that song kicks ass. Okay.
Beepin, the boopin.
Jello pudding.
Jello pudding.
Oh, my God. All right. So, number one record, Andrew Kiss.
But without that air conditioning, because it's about to get hotter than hell.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I really wish I didn't do that right there, but yeah.
Yeah.
Choices, my friend, choices.
Yes.
Yes,
yes, we know all about those. I
knew it was hotter than hell, though, for sure.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I mentioned it the first time I was on Strange Ways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think you're right, though. It's a super strong record.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It gets a little crap because of the production, but personally, I enjoy it. I could see it cleaned up a little bit, but I still like the ruggedness of it.
Right. I think that it just sounds like the whole record... They took the reel and just slowed it down.
Kind of. Yeah, definitely. It's a little too slow. But, yeah, all the classic songs on there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think if it had, like, a Dress to Kill production, people would think it's, like, one of the classic Kiss albums, you know?
Still not a big fan of Mainline. I've tried for a while to get into that song, but it doesn't do it for me.
Come on, man, with lyrical gems like I'm hot like an oven.
An oven.
Come on. Yeah, that's probably the weak link to that record, but you know, they had to have a couple Peter songs or he quit the band.
Yeah. Yeah, last night I was watching the Kissology, the Australian tour, and they were interviewing, you know, there's that reporter chick interviewing Peter beforehand, you know, from the cameras behind him. And he's actually talking about, you know, I wasn't really getting enough songs on the records, and I wasn't, you know, as an artist, I wasn't blah, blah, blah. And
it's
I was
treated
like
a second class citizen.
Yeah, I'm just thinking to myself, really, dude? It's like, because you're, I'll be like, who's writing the hits? Oh, you guys? Yeah, let's just keep that going. You know,
the whole Beth thing fucked it all up, because then he's like, I'm a serious songwriter.
Yes, you know? Yes. Remember
when
that?
It was more like Penridge and Ezrin.
Yeah,
you know?
Remember that interview he did with that dude from Detroit, and he's like, I got a million of them.
Yeah.
He's like, Beth, what a great song. What an awesome song. I was like, man, I could not have been sitting there. It's like, that guy's an idiot. Anyway. All right, so favorite song on the record?
It's still All the Way. I know everyone says that's the stinker, but I can't get enough of that song. Close second would probably be, that's a tough one. Probably Parasite, just because it's fucking unreal.
It is unreal.
Now, or Got to Choose, though, because I love those harmonies. Like, you can really hear Gene there.
What do you guys think? I've heard quite a few people say they would love for Kiss in its form now with Tommy and Eric to go back in the studio and redo this record.
Excuse me?
That's like blasphemous.
Yeah, you guys have heard this before, right?
I have not.
Yeah.
That's what?
Yes. There are people that have a movement to try to get them to re-record.
They need a movement because they're so full of shit.
It's like, dude, just leave it alone. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we all know what happened with the re-releases of the Star Wars.
Ain't that the damn truth?
You know, though, but you guys have heard those Kiss classics, that like disc that came with Sonic Boom, right?
Oh, yeah.
Man, none of them are good.
I think the Hotter Than Hell on there is good, though. The actual song.
Yeah, I didn't like any of
it. Was the only one, though. Just because it had the, you know, modern, heavier, well-recorded guitars. But, yeah, I wouldn't dig it if they redid it without Ace and Peter, and there's no way Peter could do it.
No.
Yeah. Okay, Jody, you're next. Number one record. Yeah, wait, hold on. let me go first.
All right.
Okay, my number one Kiss record this week.
Love Gun.
It is not Love Gun.
Damn.
It didn't even make my list this week. It would be Creatures of the Night.
Really?
Wow. I've been listening to this record a lot lately, and I'm thinking to myself that I wish that Kiss sounded like this for every record.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, man.
I love how heavy it is. I love how bassy it is. I love Eric's drumming. I love Ace is not playing. No, I'm just kidding. Ace, Vinny's playing is great. The songs are great. Everything's great about it. It's when you put it on from beginning to end, you're like, man, it's. I mean, especially if you listen to like The Elder right before. If you listen to them in order, you're like, what happened? It's just out of nowhere. This band found their balls again. And anyway, that is my choice, and I would say. My favorite song on it, man, it's a really tough one, but I'll go with Creatures of the Night.
Yeah, title track, huh?
Yes, really close second would be...
Shit. I Still Love You.
Saint and Sinner.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah, man, I don't know. It's just, I love that record. It's really good. Okay, now, Jody, number one record is...
You already know.
I do know.
It's Dressed to Kill,
Dressed
of course.
Dressed to Kill.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo! Dressed to Kill. All
so,
right.
So I'm really glad, the reason why I made Jody go last is because the 40th anniversary of this record came up this past week. And it being Jody's favorite record, I thought, what better way to celebrate this record than to have Jody tell us all why it's so awesome? You have the floor, sir.
Well, first and foremost, there's not a bad song on it, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Right. I just think that, I don't know, a big part of it for me is the simple fact that it was the first Kiss record I ever got. So, you know how that goes. But I just think that every song on there has a certain, like, youthful exuberance, if you know what I mean. Like, they were young, they were still hungry, and they banged it out, and it's kind of punk rockish, and you know me, that's pretty much what I'm all about. Punk, I like rock. Short and sweet, and there's no, like, bloated songs, there's no extra solos, everything's nice and tight, and I think that the production is the best sounding Kiss record to my ears. I don't know if it's because they layered those acoustics on a lot of tracks or what, but it just sounds, if you turn it up loud and you're driving, it just sounds better than the rest of the records to me. I don't know if you guys feel that way, but I totally do. What do you think?
Well, I love the record. I think it's, you know, except for a couple of songs, which we talked about already, I like the record. I think it's definitely one of those ones that if you go back and listen to it, that's the coolest thing about them is they put out three records and they didn't do so well, and then all of a sudden, people discovered the band and they got to go back and discover, you know, all the it's like, you know, everybody loves finding out about a band five albums deep or three albums, you know, because you go, man, I love that band, I'm going to go buy their whole, you know, discography. And yeah, awesome album. There's really nothing bad to say about it.
You guys think that, oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Go ahead.
Do you guys think that it's kind of like the last Kiss album in that first wave of their sound? Like, they still were doing a lot of, like, you know, the Chuck Berry thing was on a lot of the songs.
Yeah, because it was
after
the first,
this, it's gone.
Yeah, because they, like with Ezrin, they became, like, a lot more pushed, and then he added a bunch of extra elements to their songwriting. So I think it dramatically changed, mainly because of Bob Ezrin.
Right. Rock. It's like they went from rock and roll to rock.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Actually, me and Ken Mills had a conversation one time about how back then they called it rock and rolla. And that's what they were. And then all of a sudden, they just became a regular hard rock band with Destroyer, a pop rock band or something.
And from that record to Destroyer is completely drastic. I mean, it's not even like, they're not even close to similar.
Yeah, it doesn't have that Chuck Berry thing that they did on, right, like, all the first three records.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of different.
Yeah. All right, so that was our top five list and our salute to Dress to Kill. You know, you can send us your top five list at Podcast Rock City.
Oh,
Podcast Rock City 1. That's the number one. At gmail.com. And we would love to hear it. Also, it is time now for Ask Andrew. Yes, every week we ask Andrew a question, and it's given to us by you, our listeners. And this week, Johnny Miller from New York.
Hi, Johnny.
How's it going, Johnny? It's a perfect name to say with a New York accent.
Hey, Johnny.
But, yeah, you know, with a last name like Miller, it wasn't like, I thought it would be like Johnny, you know, something Italian.
Johnny Knuckles.
Pasta prosciutto.
And this question's gonna pasta prosciutto.
Hope we're not offending this guy.
He's sorry, fine. Johnny. He'll be fine. He'll write me later and be like, I loved it. You guys picked on me. It was awesome. Anyway, so his question is, if you could own any piece of official Kiss memorabilia, okay, so they're not talking about, he's not talking about guitars or anything. I think he's talking about, you know, pinball machine. I don't even know if he wants, yeah, pinball machine, you know, lunchbox, puzzles, whatever. What
Switch dough.
What did you say?
Switch dough.
What would you choose?
It's a tough one. I'd probably want one of those first wave of comic books with the blood in the ink.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've got it. It's good.
I do too.
Oh, wow, okay.
You want to
do, like, some kind of cloning experiment or something?
Yeah, man. I could have my own Ace Frehley. You know,
that'd be a handful, man.
Now, you want to know a secret here. There's a secret to that record. Do you know the secret? I mean, to that comic book. Do you know it, Jody?
I think you might have actually been the guy that told me, but someone told me that they actually fucked up and the ink went on to like a Thor or something
Sports
like that.
Sports Illustrated.
Really?
Yep. It did not make it into the Kiss book. It made it onto the cover of a Sports Illustrated, which, funnily enough, had Big Bird on it.
So there was more than one kind of DNA in those pages, huh?
Yes.
Hey-o.
That was a good one. Anyway, don't forget, you can send us your question for Ask Andrew at podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Don't forget, you can also please, 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 please go to iTunes and leave us a review. That would really be nice. And you can hear us on podcastrockcity.com. You could go to where else are we, guys? Podomatic,
iTunes,
Stitcher. You know, if you
just
like,
Google it.
Yes, just Google it. And the guys that you're listening to also, Jody and Andrew, are on Strange Ways, and they did a Dynasty show, and it comes out Wednesday. So go subscribe on iTunes to their podcast. This way you can get all the shows. And don't forget KST and the Kiss Room and Podcast and Chris Sinzak's show, Decibel Geek, and
Watching You.
And there's so many of them, and they're all wonderful.
Pods and Sods.
Pods and Sods. Yes, well, another one. I like Pod of Thunder as well. So we love you guys. Oh, you know what, man? Damn, I should have thrown this in at the beginning. I will be at the Charlotte, North Carolina Horror Expo. It's called the Mad Monster Party, and I will be there to meet
that Peter. Sounds like a horror expo.
I will be meeting Peter Chris there, and if you're going to be there, look for me. I'll be wearing my Podcast Rock City shirt. If you want to talk with me, I want to interview you guys and put you guys on the show. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And hey, guys, have anything else to say? No.
I was actually going to say, thanks for listening. Seriously,
we love you guys, and we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Greetings from Jandel, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Bon Jovi have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris are the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the Gods of Thunder. Kiss! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing let it!
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater. The most civilized?
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***, Lee. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
and serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753.
Right, Joseph Kiss.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan, with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood.
Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind, we're going nowhere.